87's Contagious. Now, again, it's contagious. The music is contagious. The music is very accessible, very commercial sounding, but I love it. And again, the band's descending right into hair metal territory on here, even more so than the Count album, I think. But, man, these songs are just absolutely catchy as all hell and infectious. I mean, the title track, I just love the title track, Contagious. Love that chorus. Love the kind of riffing going on there. It's just absolutely amazing. L.A. Rock, another ultra-memorable song. Temptation is really cool, very moody, loaded with hooks, though. Fight for Your Life, Armed and Dangerous, Rhythm or Not, Bodily Hard, all real kind of sleazy, hard rockers with, you know, never-ending hooks and just guitar firepower all over the place. You know, this did a little bit of business, but by here, you know, the band's album sales are kind of dwindling a little bit, which doesn't really make much sense because there's so many other bands that are doing big, big business that have similar sound at the time. But was it overkill? You know, I don't mean the band Overkill, but was it overkill with all these bands that were just coming out of the woodwork that, you know, that Y&T had to kind of contend with the Rats of the world and the Motley Crues and the Poisons and the Faster Pussycats and Cinderella, all these bands, right? So it's like they were looked at as kind of the old dinosaurs. They had been around since the 70s, even though this stuff is just as catchy, just as accessible as a lot of those other ones, and probably, you know, musically speaking, probably has more interesting stuff going on. But Contagious, I like this album a lot. I dig it.